Welcome, everyone, to Why Your Story podcast. I'm Mary Jo Parker.
And I am Travis Osmond.
And we are delighted to be here today.
MJ did the intro on that, and I must say she did a really good job.
I didn't have any great music, though, in front of it.
No, because it's kind of the Christmas season, you know?
Yeah.
And I thought, I don't know, I didn't know if I felt like doing
AC/DC.
AC/DC for this wonderful Christmas podcast that we're doing. It's snowing outside.
It really is.
The fire's crackling. Mm-hmm. The tree is up.
Yep.
The dog hasn't taken it down. All things good right now.
Yes, I agree.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So,
do you guys go and cut your own tree?
Every year we've cut a tree until this year.
That's a travesty. Oh, get it?
It was a travesty because I actually voted. It was 3-1 in our house for a fake tree this year.
We have three trees. I had five, but I've narrowed it down.
Well, that's environmentally friendly.
No, we only cut one.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, so two fakes and a real.
Yeah, and my son-in-law came in with this really big one. So I just water.
Well, that's good. You didn't even have to go cut it down.
Mm-mm. No.
That's the best. I would have had a real tree if I didn't have to go cut it down. I figured after 27 years, it was time.
I think you should cut one next year and put it in your bedroom.
No.
Okay.
No, I don't. Especially, I don't want needles in my carpet when I get up to use the restroom.
I'm all about the
fake tree, but or the real tree.
Oh, sure you are.
But.
Okay.
Yeah, just not in the cards for Travis.
Whatever tree you're into, it's all good.
It is, and I hope that whatever tree you have, but the thing is, my tree, it goes like white to colors to blinking to blinking fast to solid to dim.
Oh, that drives me crazy.
No, but it's not all the time. You just pick what you want it to do.
Oh, okay.
So if I'm in a white Christmas mood, I'll do the white.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm in a really colorful Christmas mood, I do the soft colors.
Nice.
If I'm in a vibrant Christmas mood, I'll do like the spastic, flashy color thing. So, anyway.
Well, that's great.
It's really nice.
Yeah, I like that. So, how was your little
first
surgery?
First of all, let's not talk about my surgery yet.
I want to.
Do you recognize this voice in the background?
Could that be your pops?
Yep.
First of all, I love this song.
I am biased. Don't get me wrong. But as far as Christmas albums out there, I honestly, Bing Crosby would hit the mark,
for sure.
But I don't think there's a better Christmas album. And that's, I know I'm biased. I get it. But if you have not listened to the Osmond Christmas album, go to YouTube and look at it.
Yes, I agree.
It is so wonderful.
Right up there. I do love Bing Crosby's last one with David Bowie. And we won't have time today probably to play it, but you guys look it up. And sing a
part of it for us.
No.
Just go ahead.
Sing. No.
No, really.
No, I'm not. You go. Anyway, tell me about...
I'm not going to sing Bing Crosby.
You tell me about your surgery.
So, so I had, everyone, the surgery of the century, colonoscopy. And... You know, we've talked about colonoscopies here on the,
on the
podcast.
And we're like
we had Dr. Cowan in, who was kind enough to do my procedure.
Did you do something funny?
I did.
What'd you do?
I wrote him a note.
Did you have it like in the crack?
I know.
You no.
But close.
Oh, really? Like a stick it?
No.
Oh.
I found a surgery marker.
Oh, okay. What did it say?
It just said, I love Dr. Cowan.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
Was he dying?
Well, I was not.
Oh, yeah, you were asleep.
I was not really with it.
Okay, yeah, you
know?
That's true.
And so, but I swear, you know, after being in the ambulance and running, you know, it's so different having someone coming in and sticking an IV in my arm, you know.
Yeah.
And then they wheel you into the room and they're like, okay, Travis, need you on your side. I have no idea how this goes down. This is my first and I guarantee my last one.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't even think they're that bad.
Oh, my gosh.
You were asleep.
The procedure itself is wonderful.
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing to it. So they're seeing your butt, you know.
Yeah.
So I'm surrounded by everybody I know. I mean, the anesthesiist is a good friend of mine. Mm-hmm. The surgeon's a great friend of mine. I mean, they're all great.
Right.
But I mean, the one thing, you, they're like, okay, Travis, it's propofol. I'm like, sweet, let it run, you know? And I'm sitting there thinking, okay, I'm gonna fight this. I'm going to see if I can stay awake. Mm-hmm. I always try to do that, you know?
I do too.
And then I never remember.
Yeah.
And it's over.
I don't even count. Like, get to the word 100. I'm just like...
I don't remember any of that. I just remember feeling that it felt really cold going into my hand.
Mm.
I remember that, and I'm like, dude, that feels cold.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, some people say it's cold, some people say it's burns, and then I don't remember anything until Dr. Cowan says...
But you're fine now.
Okay, but let's just talk about the ins and outs of the colonoscopy, because...
Oh, my. Here we are,
the procedure itself is nothing, but I'm here to tell you, nobody... And I mean nobody can prepare you for the previous night, the night before.
That's why I was giggling so much.
There's no, it's not even funny. I mean, if I know someone is going in for the soul cleansing of your mind, body, spirit, and bowels, I feel extremely bad for you.
So get this.
Nothing will prepare you for that.
Get this. I solidified the date that Steve and I are going.
Solidified? I don't even want to talk about
December 26th. I'm like, this will be perfect. I can get rid of all the extra calories I ate.
Gosh.
And I'll just be a skinny Winnie. That will be so great.
There is no doubt. There is no doubt you will drop 20 pounds, people. I'm here to tell you, if you need a quick weight loss scenario, schedule a colonoscopy.
With Dr. Cowan or with Green.
Dr. Cowan, Dr. Green, and you will lose the unwanted weight because it, no matter what you want, it is going to rush.
Yeah.
Not even rush is the word. I'm trying to remember the word. Burst?
Yeah.
Would that be a rush, burst, explode, tremble, sweat, freeze. you won't have an enjoyable night previous night. You don't.
But I just figured, hey, get it over with and get rid of those calories. It's
so
all
apparently there's a couple ways that the mind and body cleansing you can either drink the liquid stuff or you can take the pills.
I'm doing the pills because you told me about those.
Yeah.
And so I didn't like the liquid.
I did the pills and it was awful.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, I've never done the liquid, but the pills were like, okay, there's 12 horse pills and you got to fit them all in your gut within 20 minutes.
What?
And then you've got to drink, after that, you got to drink like a quart of water.
Oh.
And then once life is starting to dwindle back into your system and you start to feel like maybe you're going to survive, you have to do it all over again with another 12 pills, like 6 hours before you. I'm glad. I cannot wait for our next, because Megan came out at like 2 o'clock in the morning when she heard me calling 911. And she's like, are you okay, sweetie? I'm like, no. This is not okay. Nothing about this is okay.
You know what? I still believe in having them done, so that's okay.
Okay.
Now I've totally forgot what we're going to talk about as I'm watching the snow just fall.
Yeah,
this
is the one before Christmas, and so I thought it'd be appropriate to share that story about the colonoscopy.
We're so appropriate.
And then, you know, let's talk a little bit about the Christmas spirit of things.
Okay. I get it through music.
Doing good.
Doing good, sure.
Through music, absolutely. Yep. I love listening to Christmas music.
Me too.
I'm more of the older, you know, I'm more set in my waves. I just don't think that you should be trying to improve on what's out there.
Yeah. There's a few remakes. I love Alicia Keys. I think she's fantastic, but
I don't think I've heard.
Oh, she just did a Christmas album this year. You'll have to look it up.
Guaranteed I haven't heard it.
Yeah, and I love great movies. I love Hallmark movies. I love classics. I love to watch a movie with Steve, and then when he...
Does Steve watch it?
Oh, yeah.
He likes Hallmarks?
Well, he does, sort of. But this is the part that I love. I look over, and his body's shaking, but he's crying, and it's so sweet. It is so sweet.
Wow.
You know, I know the girl's going to get the prince and all that, but he's so cute. I love it. He didn't do that when he was younger, but the older you get, the more tender and all that.
I love it. And so I have a whole house full of girls, and every night it's like, okay, let's watch Monday Night Football. No, Dad, let's watch a Christmas Hallmark show. You know, and
I love
they're the exact same story every time.
I know, but I love
Either the girl runs out of gas in a small town, or she has to go to a small town on business trip, or she's got an evil stepsister, whatever.
I mean,
it's the same thing, and she always ends up, and it's...
And she falls in love.
She falls in love, and it's... They're always the Christmas trees and the lights in the background and the smelly candles. You can smell
the smelly.
You can smell the show through the TV.
Yeah.
Anyway, I have a real hard time with Hallmarks, but it's because my wife and girls love them.
Yeah.
That I watch them. And but I don't cry. I don't.
You don't?
No.
Not at all.
If I cried, it's out of misery.
That's funny. Do you like the classics, like Elf?
I do enjoy the classics just because it is the Christmas season.
Yeah.
I mean, we have a tradition of watching The Grinch every year as a family, and then, I mean, of course, you've got the classics, the Elf, Miracle on 34th Street,
White Christmas,
The Grinch, White Christmas,
yeah.
And of course, Chevy Chase.
Yeah. Oh, of course, and
Christmas Vacation.
Oh.
I am a huge Chevy Chase fan.
Yeah.
Huge.
I love it too.
And there's just something about those movies. I don't know if it reminds you of being younger, if it's...
And silly.
Silly and carefree, or if it really is. I mean, I feel like there's a bunch of that, but there is a special spirit.
There is.
At the Christmas time. And, you know, whether you're religious or not, you believe, you know, whether it's the spirit of God or the Holy Spirit, or the Spirit of Christ, the Holy Ghost, whatever you want.
Right.
There is, I feel like you can't deny that there's a special spirit at this time of year.
That's right. And even if you're just driving around and you go and you look at lights, and I love Temple Square lights.
Oh, man.
I love Christmas Tree Street. Have you ever taken your kids there in Salt Lake?
I have. I've been there. We've
yeah.
been there, yes.
And Santa's out there, and he's like, you girls, get home. You know, I loved it. They've done it for I don't know how many years, but I would bet 50. Street.
When I was a kid, they were out there doing it.
Yeah. And there's a place in Farmington that does the luminaries, but if it's like a wintry year, then they tip over and catch on fire, go out. But if it's not, and it's just like a cool, cold night, the whole subdivision is really pretty. Really, really pretty.
That's interesting. I didn't know that.
Yeah. So I really love that. I can feel the spirit. I don't know, warm fuzzies, whatever you feel. You know, some people call it intuition, whatever it is. When you get that thought, I think it's important to listen to it, whether it's, I should pay for those people's groceries.
Yes.
Do it. And you will not believe the rush you get.
No, I agree with that. I wholeheartedly agree with that. And I think the thing that's neat about Christmas is I get that feeling more at Christmas time than I do any other time of the year.
Right.
I think it's just the season. First of all, we're celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ.
Exactly.
You know, and celebrating all that he did for us. But it's a time that you actually are thinking of other people more than yourself.
Mm-hmm.
At least I hope that's what you're doing, because that's what Christmas
is
all about.
Really important. You need to reset, and then throughout the year, just be Christ-like.
Yes.
You know?
I agree.
So.
I agree.
I think that's why we have to recharge every year with it and, you know, remember.
And I think it's a good challenge to all of us. I mean, there are going to be people this time of year that are suffering. They have, you know, whether they're having family issues or lack of family issues or, you know, dependence on drugs or alcohol, or they're just feeling alone, or they don't have enough money to feel like they, you know, people are struggling this time of year. And so I feel like this is a good chance for all of us to say, hey, I'm going to do something.
Yeah.
You know, and you can do something.
You can.
Everybody can do something.
Okay. So in your lifetime, you meet people and you can feel their spirit.
Oh, yeah.
You can feel their goodness.
Yes.
You can feel that they're just normal, regular people with hearts that are bigger than their body.
Yes.
And then you can see those that are downtrodden, or they're sad.
Yes.
Or I've met a few that I could feel the darkness.
I can too, yeah,
but,
for sure.
But for sure, I mean, those people, and I try to emulate that, but there's no way. I mean, there's just so many people like that.
Name someone in your life that you've absolutely felt like they are unbelievably good. Just feeling or being around them in their presence.
Okay, when I was 5, I went to a baseball game with my mom in Salt Lake, and I don't know what they were called back then, but I was just sitting there with her with my little curly blonde hair, and there was a guy with white hair sitting down about maybe 4 rows from us on the other side, mm-hmm. and on the end. And little kids started lining up. And my mom goes, go down there and stand in line. And she didn't tell me what it was, you know, who it was. You know, as far as I knew, it was Santa. So I go down there, and it was David O. McKay. And he picked me up on his lap, and I felt instantly peace. I remember at 5 years old thinking...
And it was David O. McKay?
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And he asked me about me, and it was... I mean, I can't remember what I said back or anything. I mean, it was a long time ago, but I felt that, and I have felt that through several people in several situations. LDS, non-LDS. I have felt it through several people throughout my life from the time I was 5.
I have too.
Really?
That's so interesting that you say that. I mean, just off the top of my head, I can think of 4 people, and one of them, his name was Brent Ellis.
Okay.
And Brent was just this normal, the most normal person. He lives in Spanish Fork, never made much money, had a meager job, but if you were around Brent, mm-hmm. it was.
It's a gift.
It was almost a spiritual feeling.
Yeah.
You just wanted to know Brent was to absolutely love Brent. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And he just, there was nothing that he did out of the ordinary, but just be a human being that just loved everybody. And I wouldn't say that he went out. I mean, it's not like he was hugging everybody. He had that feeling. You know what I mean?
He does.
Special person.
Yeah. Accepts you for what you are.
Yeah.
That's neat. Who are your others?
But another by far and away was Grant Patch and his wife Marna. He was my mission president for me and my mission. And unbelievable acceptance and love for people. It didn't matter who you are, what your background was, what you came from, what horrible thing you did. You were a murderer or whatever. That man loved you no matter what.
Yeah.
And he's a giant in my eyes.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Where was he from?
Midway, Utah.
Oh, really?
And he's still alive.
Oh, he is?
Yeah, he's still alive.
Oh, that's cool.
I don't know health-wise. I haven't talked to him in quite a few years now. And his wife, Marna. Grant and Marna Patch.
That's awesome.
Such a neat man. Oh, my word. So when Megan and I first got married, we were on our honeymoon. We went to Midway. Mm-hmm. And because I wanted Megan to meet my mission president. And so we're sitting there in their backyard talking to my mission president and his wife. And we're just having a great time and reminiscing about the time and our missions. And all of a sudden, this guy walks over to Grant's backyard and says, "Hey, Grant," you know, his neighbor comes over. Mm-hmm. And I look at him. It was Russell M. Nelson.
Oh, that's funny.
I know. So, I mean, when you rub elbows with the prophet, you know, I mean, it just,
you're like giddy.
I think I was trying to scrape my jaw off the floor because I mean, in my eyes, he was a man that was that caliber, you know, and then here he is rubbing elbows with who was a member of the 12 at the time, you know, in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. But anyway, he just amazing man.
That's
amazing
great.
Man.
Yeah. One of his daughters was in my ward in Bountiful, and she's the same way. When I think of Brenda Miles.
Are you
Miles,
talking about Russell M. Nelson's daughter?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he came to our ward several times. And she is like that too. And her children, she has wonderful children. And she's just a really great person. You know, there's just so many people I could name. And
me too, yeah.
I don't know.
I hope that people would say that about me, but I don't think they will.
They will.
I don't think so, MJ, because I'm like... I think I get...
I can pay him for you.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Would you mind? Because that would make me...
No, I think you
I
have
think
that.
EMS has soured me a little bit.
Yeah.
Towards, you know...
Yeah.
Because I'm like, oh yeah, you're going to get drunk? Well, you probably deserve what you're going to get. Mm. Whereas I think President Patch or, you know, the David O. McKay's would be like, oh, I love you.
Yeah.
You know, you have a problem. Let's love it out of you, you know?
Yeah.
Whereas I'm like, dude, if you hit a brick wall, you deserve it. You know, I don't feel one bit sorry.
And so then he's puking on your shoe.
Yeah. I just feel like I have a long way to go to be that kind of a caliber of a person.
You are, you know? And you will.
But anyway, that's
awesome.
It's interesting that you would say that because I think that that's true.
Yeah.
So with the Christmas season, I have the opportunity to be old Saint Nick.
Really?
And I know Steve does too.
This Friday.
But yeah, so last weekend I was...
Oh, up in Alpine?
Yes.
Did you love it?
Loved it.
Cool.
Loved it. For two and a half hours.
Cool.
I just had bajillion kids.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and it was just, so that is one area where you can actually make a difference.
Oh, I think so.
For a little human being. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So that feeling that they probably get sitting on Santa's lap would be emulating us sitting on the Savior's lap. You know, I mean, just overwhelming of joy and happiness and excitement and gratitude and all of these things wrapped up in one aspect. And
exactly.
So that's kind of how I look at it is, you know, hopefully I'm bringing a little bit of light and joy into this.
Yeah.
Maybe a darker world that you don't know what these little kids are going through at home.
Right.
You don't know what's happening.
Sure.
And so if you can just make their day for even 1 minute.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And let's talk about what they want and what makes them happy. And
that's right.
I had this one little girl comes up to me and she says, Santa, I really, really am trying to remember the name of your reindeer. And I'll tell you what, my brain went blank. Okay. So Santa Claus obviously cannot forget the name of his reindeer, right? And I mean, I was saying this quickest prayer. I mean, like, so why do you want to know the name of my reindeer? You know, as my brain is going.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen.
Donner.
And of course, Comet, Cupid, Donner and Blitzen. And need I say Rudolph? I can't go anywhere in the fog without Rudolph. And she looks at me. She's got these huge eyes. And she says, you really are the real Santa.
Oh, I love that.
I know.
I love that.
Could you imagine, though, if I had forgotten the reindeer song?
Yeah, yeah. Guess what I just bought this year?
What's that?
Because usually when Steve's Santa, I'm Mrs. Santa. I bought a reindeer outfit. I'm not kidding you. I'm not.
Are you going to be on all fours? I mean, is that where you walk around like... I'm on all fours being a reindeer.
Well, I hadn't thought of that. I was going to stand.
I mean, I've seen all of the shows, and it does not show Rudolph walking around on 2 feet.
Yeah. I guess I could be.
Okay. I was just curious.
Yeah. Or sit or somehow in the fetal position on a chair. I don't know. I don't know for sure if I'm even going to do it because I put it on this morning and my dog barked at me. It was hysterical. But yeah, I did. And it's so weird you told that story. So yeah. Great minds think alike.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's just wonderful. I mean, you know, you're completely exhausted, exhausted after that.
Yeah.
But while you're in the moment, man.
Yeah, that's cool.
I mean,
cool.
It is every 2 minutes you've got to.
Right.
Show these kids that, hey, this is magic, you know, and they'd always ask, I mean, I shouldn't say everyone, I mean, you know, they'll tell me what you want. And they're like, do you have any questions for Santa? What's it like at the North Pole? You know, oh, it's so magic.
Mm-hmm.
It is magic. But you think it's cold here, you should come see me at the North Pole. Tell me about your elves, you know? So I tell them stories. I have names for them. They just eat that up. And it's so wonderful.
That's awesome.
So wonderful.
Yeah.
Of course, I'm not the real Santa, but it's pretty neat.
Well, he has to have lots of helper.
Yeah.
Because he gets tired. I mean, it's a big job.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, Steve's gone into some of our EMS folks' homes, and he gets their names of the kids.
Oh, yeah, that's the best.
And their eyes are like, what?
He knows my name?
Yeah. So, this year, there's going to be a lot more kids, so hopefully I can, with my little deer on 2 feet, with a little piece of paper giving him hints or do something. I'm
not
sure.
I love it.
But, well, everyone, I hope you enjoy this season. Do you have a good song for us?
Well, I was thinking of coming up with a good song, but I'm not sure. Sing it. You take the lead on this one.
No.
I'll sing tenor. I can't start till you start. You're the lead.
I cannot sing. Especially
well,
with a cold.
Well, let's keep the spirit. So okay. Why don't you not sing? Everyone, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Have the best, wonderful Christmas season that you can ever imagine.
Happy holidays. And find that moment that you can feel a spirit.
Well, I think that's a good one, MJ. Take a moment and think of others. Yeah. And find that moment that you can help somebody else. Because
don't just listen. Do.
Do it. Let's all do it this Christmas season.
That's right.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you to our sponsor, Star Valley Health.
We love you.
All the wonderful doctors there.
We're grateful for Star Valley.
Thankful for Star Valley. Thankful for all of you for listening. Let's have a wonderful holiday season and a happy new year.
That is for sure.
Be safe, everyone. This is Travis.
This is Mary Jo.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.